Hey guys, welcome to the Liberal Hive Mind, a channel solely focused on exposing the abundant hypocrisy of the left. I don't know about you guys, but I have this inkling that you probably feel the same way as I do when it comes to being lied to. I absolutely despise it. There are two things that bother me so much when it comes to politicians: being outright lied to or being treated as if I'm stupid and I can't see the truth. Treating me as if I'm naive, talking to me in a patronizing manner, in a condescending manner, and expecting I won't see through your political BS. And what I just described is the entire platform of the Democrat establishment, and of course the current White House. You know, you just shouldn't do that. I'd rather Donald Trump's no filter, just saying what he thinks immediately, without any ability to filter his thoughts, just rapid fire, what you see is what you get, than Joe Biden saying one thing and then leaked audio coming out proving that his administration is full of it. And so you see exactly where I'm going. There is now leaked audio that the Biden administration has been outright lying when it comes to their downplaying of the border crisis. They tell you one thing, everything's all right, nothing to see here, folks, as the whole system is burning down, and then they expect your political support as they actively ruin and burn everything around you. So the topic of today's video is, of course, exposing the hypocrisy of the left. Let's get into the outright lies of the Biden administration, debunk them all, and let me show you guys how the American people once again are waking up to the scam that is this current administration. But before we get into any of it, please make sure to leave a like, a comment, subscribe, share the video as much as possible. We are still shadow banned by the YouTube algorithm, hidden from non-subscribed viewers. And with that out of the way, let's roll the tape. All right, guys, so before I show you any of the leaked audio, what they actually said, what they're saying behind closed doors, let me show you what they're saying to the public on record. Let's, of course, do a little bit of a flashback, give some context. Here's the narrative that the Biden administration has been pushing. The crisis at the border has been raging, and the Biden administration has had a hat, and they're just pulling out excuse after excuse after excuse to excuse their absolutely horrendous leadership, or lack of leadership. Joe Biden claimed his border crisis was seasonal to the winter months, and happens every single solitary year.
It happens every single solitary year. There is a significant increase in the number of people coming to the border in the winter months of January, February, March. It happens every year.
Well, it's no longer the winter months, and the issue is getting worse and worse month by month. Joe Biden says the border crisis is under control.
But in April alone, Mr. President, 170,000 people, migrants, apprehended at the border. It's a 20-year record. There are 22,000 unaccompanied children in our country right now. That's a record. That sounds to most folks like a crisis.
Well, look, it's way down now. We've now gotten control.
As of course, it gets worse and worse and worse. Kamala Harris blames climate change for border crisis in response to Guatemalan president blaming Biden administration. This just yesterday, DHS Secretary Mayorkas blames Trump rule of law for huge spike in illegal immigration during Biden administration. But of course, what's the truth? The truth is the Biden administration takes the blame on this one, and even they know it, as behind closed doors, behind the scenes, they admit it. Secretary Mayorkas says border crisis, let me correct that for you, Fox News, says Biden border crisis is unsustainable and we're going to lose in leaked audio. Take a look at this.
Behind closed doors, in this leaked audio, talking to Border Patrol agents, Mayorkas says the situation is more dire than he is publicly willing to admit.
This is unsustainable. These numbers cannot continue. We cannot get to a point where we were a couple weeks ago, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. We're looking at the policy options.
This is unsustainable. These numbers cannot continue. We cannot get to a point where we were a couple weeks ago, and we're going to make sure that doesn't happen. We're looking at policy options. You're looking at policy options. First of all, DHS Mayorkas, in the same breath to the public, blamed it on the Trump administration. It's been nearly 8 months since you've took office. You can't keep blaming Donald Trump. Looking at policy options, the only reason the southern border is in the position that it is right now is because of your policy options that you have implemented, and the Trump-era border policies that reduced illegal immigration that you rescinded. The outright lies. It's a mix of both of what I mentioned in the intro. They're lying, and they're they're treating you as if you're stupid. You don't have eyeballs and you can't see what's right in front of you. It's so incredibly demeaning. You know, there's a reason there's a saying that you should never explain your own jokes. The worst thing you could do as a comedian is treat your audience as if they're stupid and don't understand what you're trying to say. For doing YouTube for almost 2.5 years now, I've noticed that a lot of the times, the people who watch my videos are sometimes even smarter than I am, and you don't need to over-explain things. People are intelligent enough to grasp simple concepts. The Biden administration does not give you the benefit of the doubt when it comes to your intelligence level. They treat you as if you won't be able to see the truth, where if they were just honest, took responsibility, changed their policy direction, to be honest, probably most Americans who are trying to be as nonpartisan as possible would say, bravo, you did the right thing. But they just can't do it now, can they? Even though we have polls from months ago showing more voters say Biden, not Trump, is responsible for the border crisis. Here's the chart. That's from 4 months ago. Imagine those numbers now. It's probably way worse. Not to mention that's a Hill/Harris poll, which is a push poll that constantly overestimates Joe Biden. Most likely 60%+ of Americans blame Biden for the Biden border crisis. But they're going to continue to look at you in the eye and tell you that the sky isn't blue and that it's somehow the orange man's fault. It's complete Democrat lunacy, like I always say. I mean, even CNN is close to admitting the truth.
An unprecedented crisis. That is what the Secretary of Homeland Security just called it. July was the busiest month for illegal border crossings in 21 years. In the last month alone, more than 212,000 people crossed the U.S.-Mexico border. Most were apprehended. Ed Lavandera live in Texas. But, you know, the surge in these attempted crossings, Ed, is just going through the roof at a time when normally they go down because it's so hot.
Illegal border crossings are going through the roof at a time where it normally goes down, debunking Joe Biden's claim that the border crisis is seasonal to the winter months, happens every single solitary year. Guy's an absolute clown, and he's making your life worse. Americans don't only blame him for the border crisis, they also blame him for the Bidenflation crisis. Biden's economic stagflation. Nearly 80% of Americans blame Biden for inflation surge. Poll. The vast majority of Americans say surging grocery and household good prices are causing them financial hardship, and nearly 80% blame the Biden administration's economic policy, a new poll says. About 70% of Americans say the national economy is in bad shape, and the majority, 86%, are concerned about inflation, according to the new Fox News poll released on Wednesday. Liberals, of course, are going to say, Fox News. Well, Fox News is also a push polling agency, overestimating Biden just like the Hill/Harris X, doing the Washington establishment's dirty work to keep Joe Biden afloat. Let me show you guys exactly what I mean, as Joe Biden is now underwater in polling data. Right here, you can see the trend, of course. Disapproval is up 10% from 36 to 46, with Joe Biden's general approval rating in an aggregate sense the lowest it's ever been at 50.01%. The only reason he is not below 50% once again is due to the Hill/Harris X and Fox News and their absolutely egregious polling methods that play into the Democrats' favor. If we take a look here at Rasmussen Reports, which is by far the most accurate out of all of these polls, Joe Biden's at a 47% approval rating with 52% disapproving, a -5 spread. He's underwater just like Kamala Harris. Regular people have had enough. Just take a look at this. Gas customers react to soaring prices in Arlington, Virginia.
Crazy. I have two cars, so it's killing me. It takes $60 to fill up the 2020 Camaro, and it takes $52 to fill up my 2016 Chevy Malibu, so it's crazy.
The man literally said, it's killing me. In 2021 alone, gas is up over 40%, and the average price as a whole for a gallon of gas is up over $1 over the last 12 months. And 80% of Americans blame Joe Biden's policy for that gas crisis. And you think this geriatric incompetent fool is going to get elected again in 2024? Fat chance. Let's just say people are hoping they could get the evil orange Cheeto Man back in office real quick. What an absolute disaster. And of course, as we covered in yesterday's video, Joe Biden's response to the gas crisis is to call on OPEC, which is a collective of mostly hostile nations. He's calling on them to produce more oil and reduce the price of a barrel of gas. Why would they do that? You have absolutely no economic leverage whatsoever. The guy is economically incompetent. I mean, he makes AOC look like an economic scholar. Now parents are sending their kids back to school, and NBC News reports that the price you pay is rising for back to school shopping. All of these little things, the Biden inflation tax is going to slowly start to accumulate accumulate. Under Donald Trump's leadership, interest rates were low, inflation was low, people were paying less in taxes, and people were thriving because of it. Now, slowly, by the end of the fiscal year, as people start to realize that they've spent thousands of dollars more and are saving less, who do you think they're gonna blame? This guy. And while there's a whole lot of negative going on surrounding this guy and his policies, and the current state of the economy, foreign policy, etc., at least that's the silver lining that the American populace is realizing Democrats shouldn't be anywhere near the decision desk when it comes to economic policy or policy in general, as everything they touch turns to rot. That's what I got for you guys though. If you enjoyed the video, please make sure to leave a like, a comment, subscribe, share it as much as possible. I gotta get back to work. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you on the next one.